Live from 1981. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Bill Dagger on your radio friend, WRJN.
See when these red lights are on, Mark? That means the microphones are on.
This but ain't you didn't your, hit the buttons up
this is ain't your first rodeo. Yes, I did. And you'll hear it on the recording on the website later on today. Oh, love me some global warming. Bring it. 31 in Kenosha right now. 28 in Burlington, 31 in Milwaukee, and here at WRJN in Racine. It's 20 minutes till 11 o'clock. Glenn Klein, Mark Eichhorst. You owe me these hot dogs.
Yes.
These Chicago hot dogs. Because, first of all, I forget what the first bet was, and then we doubled or nothing on our NFL picks. But now I can't taste anything.
Yeah, I know. We want to go when you're feeling well. So
yesterday, I literally went to a hamburger joint, ordered a double burger, because I knew maybe I could taste the salt, because they put so much salt on it, and with extra onions. And I could barely taste anything. Oh, woe is me.
Need some chicken soup.
Chicken soup, I mean, it's helpful for the nasal situation, but you can't taste it. I got chicken sitting in the refrigerator ready to be made. I've got to make it today, or it'll go bad. But I don't want to even make any chicken, because I can't taste it.
That's part of a head cold, though.
Tell me something I don't know, will you please?
W260 CV Racine is 99.9 FM.
It's time for sports on WRJN.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Deb Carson.
No rain. And if you really need me, won't you tell me, baby, tell me, that I won't have to be playing around, playing around. Yeah, good friend of mine. Oh, baby, playing around.
The great Stevie Wonder. If you really love me, you'll never turn off WRJN. It is 12 minutes until 11 o'clock on your Throwback Thursday. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, on these community conversations. And please welcome on the hotline the volunteer coordinator for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Jenny Peralski. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Where are you this morning?
I'm in our corporate office, which is held in or located in Wauwatosa.
Wauwatosa. They've got a nice water tower there in Wauwatosa.
Yes, we can almost see it from a location, and we're very close to it.
But you know, we have the best water in Racine. You have a nice water tower, but we have the best tasting water in Racine. Did you know that?
No, but I am jealous of that.
Mayor John Dickert is very proud of that fact. How'd you get involved with the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
So about seven years ago now, I became a volunteer myself. And it was just because I was a single lady looking to do more in my life and had a lot of time. But I also had a full-time job. So I was looking into opportunities that I could do, which were night and weekend based. And so wish granting, which is one of the roles that we have for volunteers here at Make-A-Wish Wisconsin, is a really flexible role where you work with a partner, and then you work with the wish child and the wish child's family to determine your meeting times based off of everyone's availability. So I kind of fell into it. I had looked at some other places to volunteer, and the majority of their times were, again, daytime hours when I needed to support myself. So I had a 40-hour-a-week job, and one of my friends at my old place of employment said, have you looked into Make-A-Wish? They have this role that's a wish granter, and I fell in love with it ever since.
That's so awesome. What a great thing to do for a living is to be a wish granter.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really so because our staff, we across the state, we have 20 and a half staff. And here at our office, we have 17 full-time. But we do cover the whole state of Wisconsin. And so last year, we as an organization granted 376 wishes. So with there having to be two people working on every single wish, there's no way our staff would have done that. So volunteers are really our liaison between the wish family and us here at the office who plan the wishes. So our volunteers really get to do the great job, the great excitement of finding out what the child's wish is, meeting with the family, getting to know the child, and it's really a great role.
What is the most exotic or unique wish that you granted last year?
And I wouldn't even say it's exotic, but there really are a lot that are amazing. But the one that's been sticking out to me is there's this younger gentleman up in the Wausau Eau Claire area, a little more central Wisconsin, and he has been blind for the majority of his life. And he wanted to meet the creators of this computer program that allow people who are visually impaired or blind to use the same computer programs we do, Word, Microsoft Office, anything. It's called JAWS. So he went to their headquarters and met the creators of this program who have helped him for his whole life to be able to just stay in touch and be a normal person over the Internet and in the computer world.
This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJAN's Community Conversations. We're speaking with Jenny Peralski, who's the volunteer coordinator for the Make-A-Wish Foundation from her office overlooking the water tower at Wauwatosa. What age do you have to be to qualify to have a wish granted?
So you have to have reached at least the age of 2.5 and have not reached the age of 18 to qualify for a wish. And our mission statement is that we grant wishes to children who have life-threatening medical conditions to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. So I know it's a huge misconception that we only grant wishes to kids who have a terminal diagnosis, and that's actually not the case. When they're referred, a child does have to be in a, have a potentially life-threatening illness, but so many of our children, for so many of them, that's not the course that they take, and they end up coming back and being interns and volunteers and potentially staff at our offices. So that's something I did want to make sure I mentioned, because we try to not use that word ever and try to really alleviate that misconception that is made about Make-A-Wish.
How often do you get to grant more than one wish?
In what way? I'm sorry.
If a child has a wish granted, like you talked about this blind kid getting his wish granted, can he wish again?
No. You only get one your lifetime.
And
if you've had one through a different wish granting organization, which there aren't many of those in Wisconsin, then you're ineligible for one through Make-A-Wish. But, yep, so you get one a life.
And what if you can't grant the wish?
There's really not too many wishes we can't grant. We do have a core group that our national office has told us we cannot provide. Like, we do not do primary modes of transportation or cars. We cannot do one for a house. We can't add additions to homes, things like that. But otherwise, we try to make everything possible. For instance, we had a little girl who wished to meet a unicorn. And you would think that that might not be a possible wish. But based off of the great job the wish granters did getting what her wish looked like and what you would envision it to be, we granted this 4-year-old's wish to meet a unicorn. And she thought it was the most amazing thing ever.
Well, she's just going to come to the Racine Zoo. We have a unicorn, don't we, Mark?
Oh.
Not that I'm aware of.
Call Beth Heidorn. She's got it on display, I'm pretty sure.
Do you find that when you a child has a wish and you're trying to grant it, and let's say you call an individual to grant that wish, that individual or that business, as soon as they hear Make-A-Wish Foundation, try to do everything they can to grant that wish?
I do think so, and we're very, very fortunate. All of our funding comes from either corporations, private donors. Our in-kind for every wish is estimated to be about $3,850, which means that's not cash coming out of our pocket. That's stuff that's been donated to us in some way, shape, or form. So even if it's, as little as buying some enhancements to make the wish process, you know, if a child's going to Disney and you know they love Star Wars, you know, sometimes people will just drop off a Star Wars t-shirt or a backpack or something, even something that seems as small as that, to people who help with construction or donating materials for a wish. All of that adds up, and just I do think that once they hear it's Make-A-Wish and know because of the stability of our organization, that they're more than happy to jump in and do what they can.
You said you started out as a volunteer, and now you're looking for volunteers. How can people become a volunteer for the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
So what we do is we hold orientations. We do have a couple different roles. One of them would just be working as a special events volunteer, and that's at our fundraisers. We do ask for people to help us staff those. Our chapter itself puts on 4 of those a year, and then there are many outside fundraisers that are done on our behalf that we look for volunteers for. And then wish granting is a separate training. So everybody has to take the new volunteer training, and then if you wanted to do wish granter, it's an additional one. We have some orientation dates actually coming up. There's one Saturday, April 8th, that's going to be held in Janesville at the Festival Foods. And then there's one here at our Wauwatosa campus on Saturday, May 6th. So those would be 2 opportunities. You could always go to our website at wisconsin.wish.org and look under the Ways to Help tab and Volunteer Orientation Meetings, and it would have all of the details right there.
And what's that website again?
Wisconsin, spelled out, .wish.org.
Now, I know that I'm not within that age bracket, nor is it life-threatening, but I wish to get rid of this cold. Any suggestions?
Lots of rest. There is a lot of nasty colds going around. I'd say rest, I'd say tea, and I would say take care of yourself.
All right, Jenny. I thought it would be a little bit more profound than that, but
I got nothing.
You got a lot. You got a lot of love in your heart. Jenny Peralski from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, the volunteer coordinator, thank you so very much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great talking with you.
WRJN, now serving you in Kenosha at 98.1 FM.
And it's time to Ask Dr. Phil McGraw on your radio, friend.
It's Ask Dr. Phil. Are you a parent who is stressed out and exhausted from your overwhelming schedule? The most important thing to remember is that it is not selfish to make yourself a priority.